This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough, but it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors, and unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves to save the day for masculinity. Test X9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in Test X9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true, but you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line, but check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products, and there's a reason, because it works, and it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health, and this is just another example. So get your legacy subs. Boom. So, yo, we're back with the sports one more time. Boom. Let's start off with college football. Let me just
No.
Yeah. What?
We got to talk about the baseball players are starting first and foremost bright and early on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning in the Pacific. So we got four
series.
That's
American.
Here.
That's a national. No, American League.
Okay. So let's go over this. Let's go in order of the games that start on Saturday. Right. So we got the Rangers and the Orioles in a 5-game series. I'm reading Scherzer might come back for the Rangers, but he really didn't look good before he got hurt, so I'm not really putting anything in that. Orioles won 101 games. The Rangers were hot, one of the best. They were arguably maybe the best team in the American League, but then they hit a slump. I don't know. They had DeGrom. He got hurt out for the year, so I think they're at a little slight handicap going into the playoffs. I like the Orioles in that series. How about you?
Yeah, it's the Orioles. And here's the thing about the Rangers. When they were in that losing streak, they had a couple guys out with injuries that were all-stars, you know, and that's why they started to win again. I just got to say this, bro. Everybody got swept in two games, okay, which was brutal. The Rays, I mean, they won 99 games, dude, and they scored one run in 18 innings. How pathetic is that?
Well, they're the type of team that doesn't really, you know, they're all metrics and analytics, everything, and a team like that, and they're all launch angle and stuff, bro. You run into a hot pitcher, two hot pitchers shut them down. The game, the series is over.
They had five errors in two games, bro. Yeah. They were getting roasted in the playoffs, dude. They had low attendance.
Yeah, horrible. How you're fired up for the playoffs, and how just deflating is it? You're going out there, and no fans are showing
up. You don't have a basketball team. You don't really have anything good in college. You just got football and fucking baseball, and it's the playoffs, which unites communities, and everybody gets, you know. I couldn't believe that, bro. So say, goodbye to the Rays, goodbye to the Brewers, goodbye to the Marlins, and goodbye to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, so they're all done.
Let me tell you, man. Philadelphia, they got something going on over there, and that fan base is really different now, because if you've seen, they're like having fun. They're like buying beers for the players that aren't doing good. That did you see the massage therapist in the fucking dressing room getting the champagne and beer thing, and he was hitting the fucking bell. It just seemed to have like a party atmosphere over there. Oh, and how about Castellanos when he was pointing to his ring finger to put the chant? They just have a different vibe. I don't know. Philly's going to be dangerous. That's going to be a good series.
All right. So then
Atlanta tied the all-time home run record, 307. Yeah. Bro, I was looking at the end of the year stats. Bro, there were like four guys from Atlanta in the top 10 for home runs.
Yeah. So 35 home runs.
Ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
I like the Braves in the series, obviously, because I'm a Braves fan. But I think it's just because the experience in the exact same spot they were last year, where they had 5 days off. Phillies had a couple, they played, celebrated. Now they're going in, and I just think they had a chip on their shoulder from last year. So I'm, the Phillies are a tough out. You know, since Bryce Harper's been in the lineup, they've been like 30 games over 500. It's ridiculous. So, I don't know.
Joe? Disco's got the Orioles. I got the Rangers.
Okay,
he's got the Braves. I've got the Braves.
And I'm not even going to talk about this. Well, this series is different. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb. Josh Towers, he does a, what's it called? The, He does a podcast that I listen to. It's pregame.com. It's called RJ Bell's. You can find this on Spotify, right? It's RJ Bell's Dream Preview. And if you want to listen to Josh's picks, he's got a podcast on there with a guy named Scott Seidenberg where they preview the playoffs. Just to throw it out there, he did not do very good in the wild card round. He thought Tampa Bay was going to go farther and Toronto would win. And he likes the Astros, okay? And I would kind of like the Astros, all right? But the Twins had lost, 16 straight playoff games. What was it? Some absurd number.
18.
Yeah. 18 straight playoff games, right? Well, now they just turned it around and won two. So this is not the Twins of old. I like teams like that to continue. We're in, this group of guys,
The underdog.
This collection of guys got in the playoffs and were ballers, right? And now we'll see. If they take a game one against the Astros tomorrow, I think they're a lock to win that series because that home crowd advantage and plus that Duran guy's a beast. The closer for the Twins, throwing 102, and blowing everybody away. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to take the Twins in this series. What about you?
Oh my God, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Astros.
Bro, they got Justin Verlander throwing game one. Bro, he doesn't do good in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. It's if you're throwing out, do you think Justin Verlander on his pedigree is your number one playoff starter and he loses? Bro, it's going to deflate that whole, they're going to be like, oh shit. Why did we do that? I don't know. So I don't think the Diamondbacks have any chance against the Dodgers.
Now, I read this the other day, Minnesota, I didn't know this. And I bet you didn't either. They led the majors in strikeouts. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
But also their hitters led the league in strikeouts. And the Astros don't strike out a lot, I'm going to go with the Astros. Yeah.
All right. You're going to pick the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers? I don't think anybody is. They're the biggest favorite.
I hate the Dodgers, and I'm in love with that rookie Carroll. I'm going to pick. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to pick them.
Wow. Diamondbacks, huh?
I hate the Dodgers, bro. They're like the Yankees of the West.
Johnny the Bull down there in Arizona is going to be very happy for you. Then when these rounds are over, we'll pick the next round next week.
Just so you know, I'm hating it totally. I'm being a hater, okay?
Right.
Right.
All right. Let's get to college football.
Was that all that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it for four series, right?
All right.
College football last week. Remember that last week was kind of it wasn't a very good card.
Well, let me give you one game I watched, which I know you watched. Okay. I watched Georgia Auburn.
Right.
Okay.
What'd you think?
Bro, they actually said this during the game. I think it's I think Auburn rushed for 230 yards or something like that. That's the most Georgia's given up since 2016. Obviously, it's not the same defense as before because all your fucking defensive players are in the NFL. You had incredible defense for so many years. I don't see them three-peating, but I got to give them credit. That back to Bowers was unstoppable to the end for them to hook up. Bowers had 160 yards receiving, and last week he had 160 yards. You got a good little thing there. And now they got to go, they beat Auburn on the road, which is tough. People don't understand how tough it is to win on the road in the SEC, but they got Kentucky next. That's another tough undefeated team.
Well, riddle me this, because when you've watched Georgia the past 2 years,
right?
They were number one and they were head and shoulders number one. Defense, unstoppable.
Right.
Tons of serviceable studs on offense. Stetson Bennett's thrown for three. Bro, they were the cream of the crop. Bro, Georgia, when I watched them play, you watch them play now, they feel like the number seventh or eighth best team. Definitely not. You're watching these other offenses and you're looking, their offense really isn't that much. And you're watching Michigan's defense, you're like, shit, this defense is way better than Georgia's defense.
There's other offense teams. Ain't nothing to sneeze at either.
Right. When you're watching, I'm still surprised that Georgia is these people are still watching. Bro, they're number one just on reputation. Hey, they're not the best team in college football right now. Not even close. I don't think they've covered.
You know what? I have a lot of Kirby Smart's a great coach.
Excellent.
So let's see if he can coach them up. But they're still undefeated. They're still number one. You got to give them the props.
Conan,
what it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed dates. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals, ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now these Factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com K10050. Food's delicious, keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The game I watch, I'm sure you watched, USC and Colorado.
Yeah, bro, well, you probably watched it like I did. Turned it off after about like 10 minutes in the first half. Then turned it back on in the fourth quarter.
Right. That's what happened to me. I can't believe Sanders didn't go in there and eat everybody's ass out and go, I am not going to be humiliated on TV again. And then they got scored on very quickly. And then, bro, if they would have had 5 more minutes, they had the momentum, they probably would have won the game.
Dude.
I don't know if you agree with me.
I absolutely agree. Here's the funniest thing. So they're talking about what a ratings draw they are, right? And this is just what we talked about, how we watch the game. Bro, the game drew like 7.8 million fans, right? Roughly this number. Bro, they said the fourth quarter, there was like 10.4 million people watching the game.
Right.
Because they were coming back.
Maybe there's an upset.
Right.
Yeah.
This week,
bro, in Williams threw for 6 touchdowns. He's the early Heisman favorite. Yeah.
Right. There's only 2 games of note that is kind of really relevant for this week in the top 25. The other ones are kind of Ohio State's playing Maryland's 5-0. Maryland's unranked, but Texas and Oklahoma bright and early 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
That'll be the last time they face each other in the Big 12 because they're both leaving to the
So a lot of
SEC, right?
Yeah. Yes. Both.
Bro, they have 100-year. They have like 100-year rivalry.
Yeah. I'm kind of liking the underdog in that. I kind of like Oklahoma a little bit because I like the way they're playing defense. And the other big game, like you said, Georgia's playing Kentucky, and Kentucky's 5-0. And we're going to see like this is Georgia's toughest test.
It's going to be a tough game.
Kentucky just beat the shit out of Florida, who just handed Tennessee their ass. You know, and I don't know. We'll see.
I was talking to our friend and foe of the show, Pat Kenny. Okay. Mm-hmm. Guess who they play next week? Notre Dame.
Notre Dame plays freaking what's her name's Louisville, who's 5-0.
Yes.
Yeah. But bro, Notre Dame is another hot team. They're still in the title picture because every week they're playing top 25 opponents. If they only lose one game, I don't know how you can not.
And by a little bit. They actually lost on the last play of the fucking game. Literally, the last play. Yeah. So, and we got to give props. My team, the Miami Hurricanes, unbeaten, revamped offensive line, Cuban coach to win a national championship, la-di-da, all that. We played Georgia Tech, and that's our first ACC game of the year. Go Canes. Boom.
Right.
We're ranked 17th right now.
Right. So let's get to the NFL. Yeah, Miami looks good. Let's get to the NFL, the king of all sports. It really is a king of all sports. The numbers that the NFL does on TV just dwarf everything now. And bro, they do like 20 million. Like some of these games you 25 million fans. And like there's nothing remotely close to that, you know? What else on TV is doing numbers like this? Like even the top news show at one point was like Tucker Carlson. He was doing what 4 million people. You know, I mean, the football. Oh, it's unbelievable how good football.
Right,
is.
And here's the best part about football. Here's the best part about football. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Zero politics.
Yeah,
we ain't like talking it. About. Yeah, we're not talking about no politics. Okay, so what happened to the Falcons? I watched this game, by the way.
Their quarterback stinks on the road. He's a good quarterback at home, so it's going to be an interesting game this week against Houston, Chris Stroud is obviously the rookie of the year, right? We got the two top candidates for rookie of the year going up against each other. Bijan Robinson and Stroud this week, but the Falcons stunk last week. But they're a different team
now,
at home.
Let me ask you a question because people are asking for his head. Is it too quick, or do you think they need to replace Ritter?
Well, he hasn't lost a home game since high school. So.
Really?
Yeah, that's an unbelievable stat. He literally has not lost a home game since in high school, he never lost a home game. In college, he never lost a home game. And in the pros so far, he's 5-0 with the Falcons at home. So it's like, how do you take that guy off the field at home? So it's like, you kind of want to maybe like keep the guy in there and just hope he improves, you know? So, but
let me tell you what I saw in this game. Now you're a inside baseball type of guy. What I'm going to tell you, tell me if I'm wrong when I say this, because this is what I saw. He stared down receivers, which is not good. And he doesn't seem to be able, and obviously he's a rookie and he's young, to like orchestrate, I don't know if that would be the correct word, Arthur Smith's system at a high level.
And this is
bro, he's got Kyle Pitts. He's got Drake London. He's got Robinson. I mean, would you not put Heineke? Is that his name, the backup guy? Heineke, remember?
If you want to employ those guys for, you know, if you want to feed the ball to them, he's a better passer. The weird thing about Ritter is he was kind of like a, you know, shotgun option quarterback that ran more in college, but he barely runs in the pros. Like,
well, one why game, would like, you got Robinson?
But you still need the threat of the run. Yeah, you think he'd be running more? I don't know, but
right. And let me tell you, I gotta throw one third guy. Please look for him, and this is not hype. Okay, in the rookie of the year, you got Stroud, Robinson. You forgot to mention a chain for the Dolphins, yeah. Bro. He's ridiculous, and I do mean ridiculous.
But the guy's yards a carry.
Yeah, 11 yards a carry. That's brutal. Brutal in a good way. But I watched him when he was in Texas A&M, and I remember him playing the Hurricanes and just, bro, he looked – I thought, whoever gets him in the pros, and then we got him. And I was like, oh, my God, wait till people see this guy. He's incredible, bro. He may win the Rookie of the Year, but that Robinson is – he's awesome. I like that guy. He had like 110 yards or something like that last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we saw the Bills beat the piss out of the Dolphins. That was kind of surprising.
Oh my God.
That much of a beatdown. But I was watching some film, our boy, Matt Waldman, that we had on this podcast of the fantasy football guy that does analysis, everything. He said they were like baiting the Dolphins into plays, and they were taking the bait and just shut everything down. It's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Bills' defense is just way better than the defenses that the Dolphins have been playing against. You know,
that was the main thing. The Bills' defense was way better, and they got a guy hurt, that corner who's really good. He's one of the best corners. White,
Tre'Davious White.
Allen was ridiculous. He completed 80. I'm reading this, by the way. He completed 84% of his passes for 320 yards and 4 touchdowns. Right. He was other level. And bro, they should have shadowed Stephon Diggs. He just destroyed us.
Destroyed him. Any other games of note that you thought was kind of like the?
My Chargers in Vegas. Did you see that game or no?
Yes, I did. But they were playing against their backup quarterback, so it's like that's, you know, meh.
Well, not only we're missing Austin Eckler. We're missing the safety, James.
And then Mike Williams too.
Joey Bosa.
This is interesting because like.
And Williams is out for the season, by the way. Did you know that?
Yes, he is. I picked up his backup, Josh Palmer, on my fantasy team. Worst loss in Bill Belichick's era, 38-3 against the Cowboys, which is weird. The Cowboys had stunk the week before against Arizona, and then they come and blow out the Patriots. I don't know. It's kind of this is an interesting game this week because they're playing the 49ers, who look like head and shoulders the class of the league right now.
I forgot to say something. Bro, did you see how many sacks Khalil Mack had?
Yeah, 6 sacks.
How ridiculous is that?
Absurd.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, with Cowboys and Dallas, yeah, I was very surprised, but I think Dallas was pissed off and they just went in there and ate up fucking Mac Jones did not look good, but he was pressured a lot.
Yeah. So, Christian McCaffrey, they're like, what's their record with him? They're like against the spread, they're like,
oh, he was ridiculous,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Four touchdowns.
McCaffrey's a fucking beast. He had like 4 touchdowns. He just ran over everybody. Was catching. He's what a player.
Yeah. The Chiefs beat the Jets barely.
Barely.
Zach Wilson had like his first good game as a pro, but he still fumbled a snap late in the game because he's still not the most mentally tough quarterback out there. That was interesting. But then the Seahawks. Did you watch the Monday Night Football game?
Yes, I did.
Oh, damn. I don't know why, but it's kind of weird. It's like you don't play fantasy football, but everybody had Daniel Jones ranked high this year because he can run. He's a dual threat. Bro, I think the guy sucks. Like, I've not really seen an impressive game from this guy. He never throws any touchdown passes. He barely ever runs any touchdowns in. It's good.
And he really didn't have a bad game because look at this. He was 27 for 34. but he had two interceptions because Geno Smith, bro, did you see that interview between, because there's two brothers that are, I don't know if it's Starling or Shannon Sharp has a, has like a podcast or TV show. Which
Shannon,
one is
Shannon
it?
Sharp does, yeah. Shannon.
Shannon Sharp had a beast mode on Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch. Did you see that when they talked about Russell Wilson?
No, what did they say?
Bro, he totally buried him. He totally buried him. He buried him and he buried Pete Wilson. He said that there was a – he called
Pete
up –
Pete Carroll?
Yeah, Pete Carroll. I said Pete Wilson? Right? My bad. Pete Carroll. And that Pete – that one day he Pete Carroll said – this is Russell Wilson's room. Nobody can talk to him directly. If you want to talk to him, you have to talk to me. And he got mega heat. And that this guy called him one day, Marshawn Lynch. And he was like, hey, man, I just want you to know if you ever need anything, I got your back. And he did it. He did not respond to me how I thought he would. And Shannon pushed him. He goes, well, what did he say exactly? He goes, I'd rather not say. Let's just say we don't hang out and I don't fuck with him and I don't fuck with Pete Carroll ever again. Yeah, bro. Right. So there was, and he said that, that they were very, that there was a lot of jealousy because the boom, you know, what were they called? The team of the defense, what were they called again?
Oh, the boom. Yeah. Something, the Legion of Boom.
The Legion of Boom. They were getting all the accolades and that Sherman called them out once for like being a bitch. You should listen to the fucking interview, bro.
Well, just listen, look at the Giants this year. They've lost to the Cowboys week one, 40-0.
Right.
They came back in the second half and beat the Cardinals after losing 20-0 in the first half. They got blown out by the 49ers, 30-12. They got blown out by Seattle, 24-3. But they played eight halves of football. That, they've had one good half. They suck. And they had the coach of the year last year. Like, you know, I don't know. If I'm a Giants fan, I'm like, bro, the how miserable are New York sports fans? Yankees, Mets, Giants, and freaking Jets.
All of them. And I'm happy because they're loud, they're boisterous, and they're pain in the ass. Bro, and Seattle, Seattle has DK Metcalf, who low-key is one of the better receivers in the league, Kenneth Walker. Like, they got some players. Bro, Geno only threw for 110 yards, but that's all he needed to throw for.
Yeah.
Didn't they have, like, 11 sacks?
Yeah. Yeah.
How ridiculous is that?
No offensive line. Saquon Barkley's hurt. The quarterback stinks.
Right. 11 sacks. Like three guys had two sacks each or four guys. It was ridiculous.
And now they got to play Miami, who came off a blowout loss. And he doesn't mind running the score up against the It's like, That's going to be, they're there to bet. If Saquon doesn't play, they're probably going to hold Saquon out because they don't want to hurt him, but they'll get killed. So this week, that's an interesting – I'm looking forward to that game because I want to see how bad they beat them. Justin Fields, all of a sudden, after 2 weeks, corrected himself.
He looked great. He looked great.
Remember how bad he was the first 3 weeks? DJ Moore. Yeah. Best receiver in the league.
He looked great. Moore made some incredible catches.
So as of right now, this is hysterical. Justin Fields, three weeks ago, everybody was talking about how Justin Fields, he's not seeing it. He's not going to be a pro quarterback.
Right.
2 weeks later, he leads the NFL in touchdown passes.
Yes. What a game he had, bro. But that shows you what a dog he is because he was on national TV Monday night, a lot of pressure, people calling for his fucking head, and he went out there and he produced.
Well, it's Thursday
Washington
night,
had been doing pretty good. Thursday night, my bad, yeah.
So the funny thing about him watching him play, bro, he's slinging the ball over the place like through tight windows and head.
He is.
You know, so that's going to be interesting. Yeah. They've lost 14 games in a row before that. Isn't that crazy? So my Falcons play Bijan Robinson against Chris Stroud, battles for the rookie of the year. I like the Falcons there. The card this week isn't that great, except for the Sunday night game. Actually, the 1 o'clock.
No, isn't Dallas playing? Who's San Francisco, Dallas playing?
Yeah. San Francisco, Sunday night football. Yeah. Yeah, that's really the only marquee game this week. The only other marquee game I'm looking at is you got the Eagles who are undefeated coming to the Rams, and my boy, he's on my fantasy football team. My third round pick, Cooper Kupp, is coming back this week, so I'm representing Cooper Kupp on my see my jersey here. You're breaking up.
Is the Dallas game in Dallas or in San Fran?
At San Francisco, Sunday night football. I'm going to be all over that.
And plus, for those of you that. You know, may not know, but remember the last 2 years, San Francisco eliminated Dallas in the playoffs.
Yes. So also this isn't really a marquee matchup. It's just a good storyline. The Jets are playing the Broncos and Sean Payton at the beginning of the year buried the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So that's going to be an interesting game because I wonder if they're going to like if Peyton Manning
and their coach. Sean,
It's going to be interesting. I wonder if, like,
you've got to know that coach and every player that respects him circled that fucking date.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And that's it. Kind of a weak card this week, so we'll see. But we'll talk about that. I'm looking forward to that game in the Rams Philadelphia. The two games we're looking forward to.
Rams Philadelphia.
Yeah. Just real quick, they announced, maybe they did this a couple weeks ago, we didn't talk about it, Colby Covington is going to be fighting in December against Leon Edwards, our boy. What do you think about that?
I don't know. He's been out for a long time, right?
I know. Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like. I don't like guys that are out a long time. We should try to get him on the show. Let me write it down. I'm going to send him. When's that fight?
December. It's mid-December.
Okay, believe. Good. Because it's close, they don't like to talk too much. So yeah, right. Let me see Colby. Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
let's talk real quick. We didn't, because I hadn't seen the fight last week. Okay. Right. I only saw things. I finally saw it. I finally saw, Alvarez versus Charlo. Mm-hmm. I just want to say a couple things. Now, his last few fights, he didn't look good, and he said it was a wrist injury, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he looked really good here. But how much credence can you give to a guy that had to come up to weight division?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? My point was, Charlo, at no point was this fight in jeopardy. Like, Canelo was winning every round, but it was an entertaining fight. And it was very interesting when – so in what round was it? The eighth round he got knocked down? So he got knocked down in the eighth round. He scored a knockdown. Okay, he got hit in the head. He got hit with two good shots. And you can see Canelo was winding up to nail him with a third, and he just took the knee. Like, he didn't want to get hit with that shot, so he took the knee and took the thing. Bro, the second half of that round was his best part of the fight. Like, he hit Canelo with a couple left hooks and stuff. Like, literally the round, the 10-8 round, was the way he looked in the round was Charlo's best round. And that whole fight, I thought of it when I'm watching. I don't know if you remember that round, but he stunned Canelo.
That was the only round where he took a knee. But I thought Charlo lost every round except maybe the last one. But you know what was very weird? I was watching their, that 24/7. I don't even know what it's called anymore that they have on Showtime. Where
the UFC embedded thing where they have all the
right. So I watched the first three episodes of Charlo and Alvarez, which was very boring because Alvarez never says anything controversial. And bro, Charlo, who's a major shit talker, said nothing about Alvarez. I think he was a little hesitant or a little afraid or a little because he said he was, I respect him and this and that and that. And I was like, huh? At least talk shit just to sell the fight, you know? But I just thought he should have come forward more. And now he called out Terrence Crawford, who I think Crawford would dust him. But he's supposed to fight the winner of Tim Costazu, okay? Mm-hmm. And this guy called Brian Mendoza, who hasn't fought anybody. But I've noticed that in boxing, what they do is they get boxers, they pad them up, and then the federation and the manager who invest money, it's time to cash in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's what they're doing with this Brian Mendoza guy, who I don't think anybody wants to see him again. I think Tim is going to win because he's the real deal. Because the only guy really Tim Costas who has fought is that Jeff Horn guy who beat Manny Pacquiao. Remember that he beat him in Australia, which I thought he got ripped off.
Yes.
And Alvarez doesn't have anybody. They're trying to push him against Benavidez, who I don't think anybody gives a fuck about. He wants to fight Bivol, who I don't think anybody gives a fuck about. I don't think, it's going to have to be like at a catch weight, because he's cleared the fucking the whole division of everybody.
Right. And he sounded after the fight like he wants to fight more.
Yeah.
Wants to fight it. He
says nobody can beat this Canelo. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you're going to do it. You go, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
Have you noticed a lot of Mexican, I don't know if they know that's, but a lot of like UFC guys and a lot of Mexican boxers, they say fuck a lot on live TV.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
They don't care. So,
yeah.
All right. Well,
let me ask you, I got a couple sports questions for once, amazingly enough. Right. You were talking about, how miserable New York sports fans are. For you guys, what New York sports team and their fan base do you like hate the most and want to see do poorly the most? The Yankees?
Yankees. By far,
same for you, Conan.
Not even close. They developed the Yankee fan base because of their success over the years of the 90s and the 2000s, the Derek Jeter years. they developed a level of arrogance that just dwarfs any other sports fan. Like, it's so annoying.
Plus, not only that, if you know the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, which I do very well, there's been a lot of major fights between them. They do not like each other, okay? And on top of that, the Yankee fans were very arrogant because for years and years and years, the Red Sox would lose to them on a late home run or some shit like that. And then we got the best payback you could ever get in your life. Bro, they were up 3-0.
That's and a great 30 Yankee, for 30 on ESPN, by the way.
Yeah. And the Yankee killer himself, Dade Poppy Ortiz, went out there and put on a show and we won 4-3. Bro, you should have seen the Yankee fans. It looked like they lost their mom.
But here's the thing with the
what year was this? Was this like mid 2000s?
2003, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that series. I remember that.
So the thing is that for years and years and years and years, the Yankees spent way more money than anybody to build the best team, and that like they just kept winning. Okay, so then all of a sudden now a lot of other teams started spending a shit ton of money, and they kind of lost their. You know, they're not the best team anymore, but they still have that arrogance. From when they were the only team spending all the money and they had all the all-stars and stuff. Right. And like, you know, that's still the attitude of the Yankee fan when, you know, when teams like the Dodgers and stuff are there, they're spending more than they are, you know? So like that's why I can't stand Yankees. What's your other question, Joe?
Well, I just want to say real quick. It's for me, I understand the Yankees for sure. That reminds me of the Cowboys and why, you know, large sections of football fans hate them, but I hate the Mets the most because, you know, we hate the Braves. Why?
They haven't done shit.
It's just there's a really personal rivalry between the teams and between the fan bases, like more than any other opponent. I want them to crush the Mets. But the other question was, I was looking up the Braves a little bit here, and there's some talk that this is the best Braves team of all time, this year's team.
Yeah, what do you think about that? It might be one of the best teams of all time.
Yeah.
Of course it is. It might be one of the best teams of all time. If they tied the record for home runs.
When you talk about great pitching, which Strider's pitching the first game, right? Mm-hmm. You got to face Zach Wheeler and Nola, and they're nothing to sneeze at either.
No, they're not. That's why it's going to be an interesting series.
It's going to be really good. So. This is a 7-game series, right?
Five. These are 5 games.
Five? Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Those 3-game series, 5-game series, 7-game series, 7-game series. That's to make it to the play. You don't have to play 20. You have to do the best of 28 anymore, like you used to be, you know? So,
right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Guys like Andrew Jones, Smoltz, and Chipper Jones all say that it's the best Braves team they've ever seen, you know? So that's why I was like, well, let's see what these guys think.
That's saying a lot because they were on great teams themselves. Yeah. All right. So that's been our sports. You got any questions, comments, opinions, or anything like that? Keep it to yourself. No, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.